Welcome to Gospel Pod, a weekly devotional created by the students of United Theological Seminary. For more information about the school and its course offerings, please visit our website at united.edu.
Acts 11, 1 through 18. The apostles and the brothers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "You went into the house of an uncircumcised man and ate with them?" Peter began and explained everything to them, precisely as it had happened. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. I looked into it and saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds of the air. Then I heard a voice telling me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' I replied, 'Surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' The voice spoke from heaven a second time, 'Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.' This happened three times, and then it was all pulled up into heaven again. Right then, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stood at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He will bring you a message through which you and all your household will be saved.' And I began to speak. The Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' So if God gave them the same gift as he gave us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could oppose God?" When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, "So then, God has granted even the Gentiles repentance unto life." Peter had been hanging out with the wrong crowd. He had been seen eating the wrong foods, entering into the house of a Gentile, and fraternizing with an unacceptable group of people. At least that's what his friends, Jewish Christian believers, thought. In their experience, Jesus had died for the Jews, not all of these other people, and they were not in the least afraid to call Peter out on socializing with others. My first reaction to this is to criticize these believers. As an outsider, I find it appalling that they would be selfish enough to think that Christ died only for them. Of course, as I calm down and actually think about this, it makes sense that they would think that. Not only is Jesus the Jewish Messiah, but the full impact of his death and resurrection had not yet been revealed. Peter's friends are not bigots, like I immediately want to believe. In fact, they are simply Peter's accountability group. You see, we all need people around us who are going to hold us accountable for our actions. For Peter, it was upholding the law to the strictest letter possible. For us, it might mean following God's will in the daily living of our lives. Without a group of friends who are willing to call you out when you mess up, serving God is an incredibly difficult task. Sometimes we need people to pay attention to what we might not be seeing, and sometimes we need the extra motivation that comes with knowing that someone is watching. There's something else about Peter and his friends that we need to acknowledge. You see, they were open to listening for God to change the rules. At first, Peter was opposed to joining the Gentiles, but he recognized the Holy Spirit working in their lives and knew that even though this was out of the ordinary, it was something God was doing. Likewise, his friends were open to Peter's explanation of what they saw. A friend of mine once said, "So often, when things are different, we immediately want to call out, 'Get thee behind me, Satan.' And God will respond with, 'Don't call me names.' We have an obligation to each other to hold one another accountable, but we also have an obligation to God to be watchful and aware of what God is up to this time.